where we're joined by Emmy Award-winning actor now, Eric Stone Street, my favorite character on Modern Family, and it's not even close. Cam from Modern Family joins us now. Eric, thanks so much for the time, man. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, John. Thanks for having me, and thanks for that compliment. You seem to have really good taste.
There's no doubt I do, and I have good taste when it comes to pork as well. And it is National Pork Month, in the Pork Board. Teaming up with you to try to clear up some myths and some misconceptions. We got a lot going on around this. I didn't know there were so many myths and misconceptions, but I guess that's why they're misconceptions, right? We just don't understand that our concept is wrong. What are some misconceptions around modern pig farming?
Well, it kind of starts with just some things in our vernacular, you know, things that we grew up saying. I'm guilty of saying as well. Clean up this pigsty, or you sweat like a pig, or slop the pigs, or when pigs fly and things like that. It's, you know, just things that you don't really think are harmful. But from pork producers' perspective, you know, they're thinking like, well, those things kind of hurt the idea of whether people might eat pork or not. They might be basing the eating pork on some of those things that just aren't true. For example, sweating like a pig makes it seem like pigs are just gross, sweaty animals. Well, misconception is that the truth is that pigs don't even have sweat glands. They don't even sweat. That's one thing right there. Pigs slopping the pigs, you know, the notion that you're just feeding pigs leftovers and things, whatever dinner scraps you have left, that's just couldn't be further from the truth on a modern pig farm. The idea that pigs are dirty animals, a pigsty. Pigs are clean animals. And then when you throw in on a modern pig farm, how much the farmers focus on keeping it a clean, well-managed, climate-controlled environment, pigs being dirty couldn't be any more of a misconception. I had to shower to go into the pig barn. I had to shower to come out of the pig barn. I had to wear specific clothes that were treated with a chemical to make sure I didn't bring in disease, right? So pig farmers do the very, very best they can to produce pork in the cleanest, most helpful and honest way they possibly can.
Now, in Modern Family, you play somebody from the Midwest who grew up on a farm, and that's very similar to your experiences as well, growing up in Kansas, showing pigs in 4-H. Tell us about that.
Yep. You know, I grew up in western Kansas City, the most rural part of Kansas City, and I wanted a job as a kid. My dad decided my job was going to be taking care of pigs, so he went and bought me 60 feeder pigs, and we built a fence and got feeders and waterers, and he said, there's your job before school. There's your job after school. And it turned out there was my job on weekends while my other friends were doing stuff. We were, you know, building fence and doing all kinds of stuff that it takes to have a pig farm. And then I got sows and a boar, and I raised my own pigs all the way up until I went to Kansas State University. And I was in 4-H from the second grade on, showing pigs at the fair. And I didn't realize it at the time, but what I was learning was responsibility and tenacity and work ethic and selflessness, because, you know, people so many times forget that the world exists right outside their little perimeter. And I was learning that as a young age because I had things that depended on me for sustenance when I was 10, 11 years old.
Yeah, talk about teaching responsibility. That's an incredible way to do it right there. So, you know, how was it recording this video series for the National Pork Board? Did it help you kind of, I don't know, did it take you back to some of those days? And what were some of the eye-opening experiences you had?
Yeah, well, you know, the reason I said yes to doing this was because I thought it was a great way to sort of use what I had been doing with the last 20-plus years of my life to reconnect with what I did in the previous 20 years of my life, growing up around farmers and growing up with pig producers and dirt farmers. And you know, I went to Kansas State, like I said, so I know a lot of these people. While I didn't pursue farming as a profession and as a career, I know a lot of people that did. And so it was my opportunity to kind of reconnect with my childhood, reconnect with my roots, but also use what I had accomplished in my career to put a positive light on the hardworking men and women that raise pigs and raise food and produce food that we all eat in this country.
Absolutely. So, you know, where can we find the video series? And you know, just what was the highlight of it for you? And what do you hope people really take out of it? What do they need to tune in for?
Yeah, well, they can go to pork.org/rural dictionary, pork.org/rural dictionary, to visit and see the spots that we shot. And what they take from it, first and foremost, is I hope they get a kick out of the fact that there I am on a pig farm and around pigs, and that hopefully they learn some stuff that maybe they didn't know. And I just enjoyed doing it. I enjoyed meeting the farm family that hosted us that day, and just kind of getting back to my roots. I've always been passionate about pigs and always been a staunch defender of pigs. And when this came along and my opportunity to kind of do what I'd done naturally my whole life, I thought, well, I think I should do that. That sounds like a good idea.
All right. pork.org/rural dictionary. And just final thoughts from you. How badly are the Cowboys going to beat the Chiefs in a couple of weeks here? How tough is that going to be for Kansas City?
Well, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to give you as cocky of an answer as I may have 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago. But let me tell you this. Patrick Mahomes is still our quarterback. Andy Reid is still our head coach. And you still have to walk into Arrowhead and beat us. And I think we're going to have a few things worked out by then. And I think we'll have old Jerry and Dak's number dialed up.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to a mad Patrick Mahomes. I don't think, mad Patrick Mahomes is anything you want to match up with. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for the time, Eric. Honestly, an honor for me. And I've been bragging to my kids about getting to talk to you today. So thanks so much for the time.
I appreciate it. Have a good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.